Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Bet. The Kohanim then began clearing away all of the ashes that were on top of the Mizbeach before the fire could be rebuilt. Hehelu ma'alin ba'efer al gabeha tapuach. The Kohanim took their shovels and they began making a pile of ashes from the ashes of yesterday onto the tapuach. That literally means an apple, but it was a mountain of ashes, which we'll now talk about. The mound, the mountain of ashes, that was a huge pile, was in the middle, the center of the Mizbeach. It was sometimes so large that there would be 300 kor of ashes on it. That's like 20,000 gallons in today's calculation. Sometimes the pile would grow so high. And that time usually was, on the holidays of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they would not remove the ashes from the mountain. Because it was considered to be a praise of the Mizbeach. It was considered to be honorable. Look how many korbanot were brought. We have this much, or this high of a mountain of ashes. And all of the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen was never lazy and neglected and forgot to take the ashes off of the Mizbeach when the mound, when the mountain grew too large. They would take them and they would put them in a spot outside of Yerushalayim whenever it was time. What we're pointing out over here is we're saying that it was intentional that they left a high mountain. It's considered to be a noy for the Mizbeach, a beautification of the Mizbeach, and nothing to do with the laziness of the Kohanim.